This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Stephen Gates. Stephen, I'm going to call you the curator of the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music
That's
Festival.
Good. Okay. That's good enough. Sort of. It sounds a little better than administrator.
Yeah. And it's the first week's under the belt. Now we're in June, and the second program.
June. We're a little later than last summer, I think, just because of the way the university schedule turned things around. We're into June, and we're moving this concert down to St. Paul's Parish Hall, which is that downtown location. Lots and lots of relatively easy parking. I mean, St. Paul's has a big lot, and of course, there's places around there. And for this program, we're doing another large-ish Bach piece. And again, the reason for putting them back to back is primarily that down at St. Paul's, we wanted to do something with harpsichord. Mm-hmm. And so this has a lovely, lovely harpsichord part, but it's really a piece that is referred to as an orchestral suite. And that just means a collection of sort of short pieces. It starts with a lovely prelude. There are movements of this, parts of this that will be familiar to some listeners. It features a really virtuosic flute part, which Rhonda Maines will play. And it's in B minor, so semi-serious key, but it's a lot of fun. It's a very bouncy, sort of rhythmically engaging piece, I think it's fair to say.
It's in the program, solo flute, small orchestra.
Small orchestra. In this case, that sort of means string quartet with bass and harpsichord. Very small orchestra.
Yeah.
But we didn't see the need for balance reasons to get more people than that.
Now, harpsichord is a familiar sound to me, but I don't recall seeing harpsichord that often. Am I not going to the right performances or...?
Certainly around here, you don't see it used that often. I mean, it's an instrument that is almost exclusively used in music of the 17th and 18th mm-hmm. centuries. Any Baroque composer that we might think of, Bach and Handel and Vivaldi and Corelli and those people whose names we may know, whenever you hear their music, almost, unless it's a piece for solo
right.
violin or solo cello or something, one would hear a harpsichord. And of course, it's played, harpsichordists would argue with me here, but it's played very much like a piano in that it has keys and has strings. But unlike the piano where the strings are struck in a grand piano from below or in an upright piano from the front, harpsichord strings are plucked by a rather complicated mechanism. You can imagine to pluck a string and then not dampen it immediately. Mm-hmm. It's got a system that used to be quills and things like that. And so it has that very characteristic sort of plucky sound, but not loud. And so it works really, really nicely as sort of a, how should I say, a filling in instrument to sort of make the texture rather than the what some would think the thin sound of maybe a flute or and a violin and just a cello. The harpsichord sort of fills in the chords, and it's a lovely sound because it's somewhat transparent.
Who is the harpsichordist for this?
This is Bob Mueller again.
Oh, okay, Bob.
From our faculty. Bob is a many talented guy, and maybe most people know him as the conductor of the university orchestra, but he also is a first-rate composer and a wonderful pianist and harpsichordist. So we're as I think I mentioned last week, we're playing a piece of his this summer.
Right.
And so people at the Chamber Music Festival will get to see him both as harpsichordist and as composer.
So Bach starts, and this is a rarity in the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival because there are just two pieces on this because
right.
of the, and you have the Mendelssohn Octet.
Yeah, the Mendelssohn Octet is a pretty substantial piece. It's actually very, very well known among people who like chamber music. It's written for, I might say, a double string quartet. In other words, four violins, two violas, and two cellos. And it is just one of the great, great pieces of chamber music. It's got a very, very difficult virtuosic first violin part, which Eugene will be playing this summer. And we have back from last summer, Molly Sharp will be playing viola with us. And then we've invited the principal cellist of the Tulsa Symphony, a woman named Carrie Caldwell, who will come over and play cello with me in the octet. So it's going to be a lot of fun for us. And it's just one of those, like so many pieces by Mendelssohn, it's just good-natured, exciting, virtuosic, just an absolutely wonderful piece in which, in the last movement, he quotes, there's a quote from Handel's Messiah. Because Mendelssohn was very interested in Baroque music. And so, as I say, I'm sure the Dr. Nedbal's program notes will do better than I can by this. But it's a wonderful piece and great fun.
St. Paul's Episcopal Church?
St. Paul's.
7:30?
7:30, Thursday, June 2nd.
Free.
Free. And followed by a reception.
And followed by a reception. Stephen.
What's not to like?
I think you've got it all there.
We try.
And you'll be back as we go through the next
four. I hope so. Okay. I would enjoy it very much, Kyle.